Joan Hoffman is the voice of the Midwest, who takes callers from all over the country, from the city to the farm to you. It's Life Coaching with the Joan Hoffman Show, a friendly dose of common sense.
This is Joan. I'm here as your life coach. And this hour of the show, I'm going to be talking about letting go of that bad boyfriend or that bad girlfriend or that bad marriage or friendship. And this is a tough one. Maybe letting go of that toxic family member. That's a big ouch. I want to give you five reasons why it's a good idea to let go of those toxic, bad relationships. Number one, they steal your happiness and peace. They can take over your whole life. They can bring so much drama and chaos to your life. No, you can't be happy, and no, you can't feel peaceful. And here's the thing to leave you with on that point. You cannot change that other person. With that in mind, sometimes it's better to be alone because you can often survive loneliness with more happiness and peace than you can with that person who destroys those aspects of your life. Number two, they destroy your health, your mental health, causing you stress, anxiety, depression, feeling worthless or hopeless. They can destroy your physical health when you think about the stress response that can cause an increase in blood pressure, can even cause other health concerns, maybe even such as a cancer. Number three reason is letting go allows for the possibilities of better relationships in your life because these toxic ones can sap all of your energy and all of your time. The fourth reason for letting go of a bad relationship is that it will allow you time for personal growth, time for self-awareness. You're not sitting in that muck day in and day out. You can look within and see how you can change your life for the better. And the fifth reason I would say you need to let go of the bad relationship is that you deserve better. You deserve to make yourself number one. Oftentimes, these very people want to drag you into their drama, their chaos, their unhappiness. They want to try to destroy you. Maybe they want to try to destroy your self-esteem. You need to look very carefully at how you're being treated in all of these different types of relationships and find out if it's really serving you or if it's tearing you down. Now, that's not to say that there are relationships that go through those ups and downs, but if on a consistent level you find yourself in a relationship that just destroys your happiness and peace, destroys your health, doesn't allow you possibility of something better, and even doesn't allow you to grow internally, it's time to let go. Now stay tuned for my callers in a relationship with a dishonest boyfriend and one guy who only wants her for his personal pleasure. Stay with me here for more life coaching.
The Joan Hoffman Show, a friendly dose of common sense.